T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've got Anthony Johnson, a wide receiver here, a draft prospect from Buffalo in the Mid-American Conference. I've seen Anthony for many years and been talking about, I call him 83, because whenever 83 is on the field, 83 makes plays. Anthony, good to have you, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
The story's remarkable. You know, you play in the Mid-American Conference, of course, at Buffalo. Prior to that, you were in South Carolina, JUCO, small school, right?
Yeah, JUCO.
And you find your way to Buffalo. Did you ever think that your career would be like this?
Honestly, no. You know, I went, like I said, I've been in two JUCOs. Both of them were like cold places. You know, I went to Kansas and I went to Iowa. And then transferring to Buffalo, well, that weather probably was way different from both of those places. But, you know, I found myself adjusting to it very well.
When did you know that you had a chance to be an NFL wide receiver? Obviously, 2 years ago, you caught the world by storm. You're looking at some of the stats in the country, and you see Anthony Johnson right there in receptions and yards and touchdowns, you know, leading the nation all damn near at times. And then, you know, maybe mid-season, people start the buzz, like, who's this number 83? It plays at Buffalo.
Pretty mid-season, you know, yeah. I started seeing a lot of things on Twitter. People mentioning me and that scouts and stuff were watching me coming to practice. Practices, liking mm-hmm. how I played and things. Now I have my cousins talk to me also. They had coaches talk to them as well about me and things. You know, I was very excited, but, you know, I never really paid attention to stuff like that. You know, I just wanted to go out and keep playing and improve myself.
And I mean, you talk about your past, right? I mean, you fought through adversity to get to this point, and you've had injuries, you've had ups and downs. You know, this season, you had one of your very close friends pass away midseason, and you missed a little bit of time there. I can't imagine how tough that has been, but just to kind of to see, you know, things come full circle here, right, with everywhere you've been to this point.
It was frustrating at first, you know, through all the adversity. Like I said, my best friend was killed the night before a game. You know, that's probably the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life, you know. That's, like I said, that's somebody I've been with since third, fourth grade, who's always with me no matter what. Only time I haven't been around him was going off to college. But and then overcoming that, being able to, like, focus back up. You know, I had, like, teammates like Tyree and KJ Osborne around me mm-hmm. all the time. And Hodge, Tatum Schleck, like, those guys always cheer me up. And come back, I started to focus back up. Then the next week, I pulled my hamstring. You know, I'm just thinking, like, man, things just can't get any better for me. You know, I was frustrated. You know, Coach Al kept bringing me in, telling me to just focus up. You know, you can control what you can control, you know. And I have family talking to me as well. And I just found my way to keep my head on strong.
Pleased to be joined here live from Radio Row, Mobile, Alabama. It's the Senior Bowl. Anthony Johnson, wide receiver. If you watched any Mid-American Conference games during the week or during the midweek, or, you know, obviously this is Kent State, Akron country in Northeast Ohio. They remember mm-hmm. number 83 for the Buffalo Bulls tearing up the MAC. And here he is at the Senior Bowl tearing up practice. I was watching you today. I know you're still dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury, but you wouldn't know when you watched the film or watched some of the routes and one-on-ones because you do such a great job. What do you think you need to work on, Anthony, to take it to the next level? They're projecting you, you know, anywhere from the first to third round, and that's crazy because this is a wild wide receiver draft where it's a lot of unknowns. What do you think you need to work on?
I mean, I've been working on my routes a lot. You know, it's really just the explosiveness, but with my small ankle injury, it's kind of like mm-hmm. stopping me from the explosiveness. But other than that, you know, I'm just going to go out there and keep competing. You know, I still have a little bit left in the tank with the ankle injury, so I'm just going to show God I'm still capable of doing things, battling through those injuries.
You know, it's kind of funny. Your last college game was right here in Mobile, Alabama, in the Dollar General Bowl. Yeah. You know, Buffalo played in the game. And then here you are again, back in Mobile, familiar territory.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. You know, I'm pretty adjusted to the field already. You know, I know how I look. You know, I'm just ready to go out there and play.
So let's talk about the next couple of months and a couple of weeks after this. So you're here at the Senior Bowl now. You're preparing for the combine, of course, mm-hmm. and then the draft. What's it going to be like for Anthony Johnson when he hears his name on draft day, when he has a new home?
Well, I mean, you know, it starts now while I'm training. I'm training down to Pensacola, Exos. You know, like I said, I'm working on my explosiveness for my 40 time. You know, I feel like I got to tear the combine up. I feel like I'm going to shock guys. They don't believe I'm going to have a good 40, but, you know, I know I'm better to have a good 40 when I go out there and run it. So I'm just ready for that moment to come, and I'm very excited.
So, Anthony, you're out in Cleveland. We are the home of the Cleveland Browns. We're the flagship. We are the games. So we talk about Browns like 24/7. Mm-hmm. We've got Baker Mayfield in Cleveland.
Yeah.
What do you think about Baker Mayfield?
I mean, I don't really watch him as much, but, you know, just like college thing, I watched like a few games this year. You know, Baker Mayfield's a great quarterback. You know, he brings a lot of injury to the team.
We need a receiver.
I mean, I love the color, you know. Whoever wants to pick me up, you know, I'm welcome to any team. You know, I'm going to come out there and be a playmaker. You know, hopefully I can change the team around.
A couple final questions here as we wrap. Live from Mobile, Alabama, Senior Bowl, Anthony Johnson, wide receiver from Buffalo, is here competing, practicing, and trying to make his dream come to life in the NFL. I think it's going to happen. I've been watching you for 2 years, and I saw something in you a couple years ago, and obviously now everyone sees it. And why wouldn't they? Because you're a hell of a football player. Your quarterback's here, Tyree Jackson. He's 6'7". If he walked into the room right now, he'd be the biggest guy by far. Mm-hmm. He's an absolute monster. You look at him on the field, the guy looks like Lurch from the Addams Family. He's that tall. What do you think about him and his chances? And obviously now he's decided to leave early and come to the NFL.
I mean, I think Tyree has a great chance of getting drafted. You know, I think he's going to go higher than what people think. You know, especially being able to have this opportunity here to Senior Bowl to showcase his talent. You know, I feel like he's going to separate himself very well. And it was just happy when I now I got somebody that I can call, you know, hang out with, somebody I already know. So it's already fun for me.
Who's the toughest cornerback you went up against today?
The Johnson guy went up against one. Johnson.
In one-on-ones?
Yeah, he's pretty decent. I haven't won against the other guys yet, but he's all right.
Well, Anthony Johnson, it's been a fun time covering you in the MAC, doing some of your games over the years, and we're looking forward to your success. And, hey, who knows, maybe you could be a Cleveland Brown.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks, Anthony.
No problem, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.